Conditional use number 2367, Attack Addiction Foundation.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2367 for Attack Addiction Foundation for a group home for more than 10 people based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this application seeks a residential recovery home for men recovering from the drug addiction. Two, the Sussex County Code permits a group residential facility licensed and approved by the appropriate state agencies serving 10 or fewer persons with disabilities on a 24-hour per day basis. The applicant is seeking to a residential recovery home for up to 16 men. Three, it is undisputed that there is a serious opioid and drug addiction crisis in Sussex County. This applicant seeks to provide decent and safe housing in a structured home environment for men who are successfully addressing their addiction. It will not be a detox or rehabilitation center. Instead, it will provide transitional housing for men after they have completed their detox and/or rehabilitation programs. Four, there was testimony in the record that this program will be structured with programming and 24-hour on-site supervision. The organization that will operate the home owns three other recovery residences. This one, like the others, will be operated by Impact Life, Inc., which itself has experience operating similar facilities throughout the state of Delaware. Five, it is a goal throughout the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan to provide safe and decent housing for Sussex County residents, including group homes. This application is in furtherance of that goal. Six, the Delaware State Housing Authority, or DSHA, has provided its support for this application, noting that Sussex County has one of the highest opioid overdose rates in Delaware, and that Delaware has one of the highest per capita overdose rates in the United States. As a result, DSHA has stated that it is critical for the state and county to support housing initiatives such as this one to address this crisis. Seven. This site is a large lot with an existing residential home that is owned by the applicant. It will be maintained in its residential character. Number eight, there is no compelling evidence in the record that the use will have a negative effect on the area roadways or nearby properties. The concerns raised by neighboring property owners will also be mitigated by the conditions imposed upon this conditional use. Nine, this use satisfies the purpose of a conditional use under Sussex County Zoning Code. Because it addresses the serious opioid crisis in Sussex County, it has a public or semi-public character and is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County and its residents. 10. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A. The property shall be operated as a residential recovery home for men. There shall be no more than 16 men, in addition to resident supervisors living in the home at any one time. B. The property shall not be operated as a detoxification facility. C. The home shall be staffed by qualified supervisors at all times. D. The home shall be maintain its residential appearance at all times. E. There shall be a curfew between 10 p.m. and 5:30 a.m. for all residents of the facility. F. The home shall be operated in accordance with all federal, state, and county requirements governing the use of a residential recovery home. G, the use of the home shall comply with all standard state agency requirements that may apply, including but not limited to those mandated by DLDOT, DENREC, Sussex Conservation District, and the State Fire Marshal's Office. H, there shall be sufficient parking on the site for this use. The parking spaces shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. I, with exception of the property boundary along Hurdle Ditch Road, the perimeter of the site shall be fenced with residential style fencing to screen it from the view of neighboring properties. J, any security lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. K, any dumpsters or trash receptacles shall be enclosed and screened from the view of neighboring properties or roadways. L, the final site plan shall not be issued without confirmation from DENREC that it has approved septic system and that it is suitable for the number of residents who will reside on this property. M, the failure to comply with any of these conditions may be grounds for the termination of this conditional use. And N, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County Planning and Zoning.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2367, Attack Addiction Foundation, for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion.
Ms. Hoy Stevenson?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in my motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you.